Yeah, Agnew in for Richards. It's the show, Graham. And it's the holiday version of the show, Graham, hence why I'm keeping the chair warm. And, of course, we've just gone through all of the Christmas gift buying. And now it comes time where that bill comes in. Yep, that bill you've been waiting for, and you know it's coming, and you get it. And then what do you do? There was a CIBC study that came out this morning that 25% of Canadians say paying down debt is the number one priority come the new year. And a lot of that may have come from their Christmas shopping habits. Joining me now on the line, John Schmuel. He's the managing editor at lowestrates.ca. Now, this is a Canadian company that saves you money by helping you compare insurance, mortgages, credit cards, and more. So credit cards, John, is what we're talking about here. Obviously, debt is something that people run into. What's the best steps to take in order to kind of push that aside and manage it?
Yeah, that's right, Jason. So there are a few options you can do when that bill comes in. You see your credit card debt, right? And this is something a lot of Canadians are struggling with right now. One of the best ways to kind of tackle your debt is the low balance transfer credit card. There's a few providers out there that offer these, and the way they work is basically you sign up for a credit card, and for 12 months, you're paying 0% interest on whatever balance you bring over to that credit card. So, you know, you have this window of time where you're not paying any interest, and you can just focus on paying down whatever you've accumulated on your credit card over the holidays.
So, John, sorry. So you're saying that you would sign up for a new credit card that offers this benefit for 1 year? Because that's kind of counter to what a lot of people would say, because they'd be worried about having multiple credit cards in regards to running up multiple credit cards. But you sign up for a new one, and then you transfer some of your balance over there?
Yeah, exactly. And that's a good point you brought up. You know, people should be aware when they sign up for a new credit card, right? What's your credit score like? What's your credit history like? Because whenever you apply for a new credit card, it does take a little bit of a hit. The good news is it's not a big hit, and it goes away after a few months. But yes, you know, some people might be hesitant to say, oh, another credit card to solve my credit card problem. But it's a great option in terms of getting rid of your interest for a fixed period of time. Now, anyone who's hesitant about the credit card route, another option is going with a consolidated loan from one of the major banks. The only issue there is, while you're going to be paying less of an interest rate than a credit card, you're still paying, I believe, on average right now, 8 to 9%. On your consolidated debt. A lot better than the 20% a lot of credit cards charge, though.
But not quite as good as having a new credit card with zero interest for a year.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. And yeah, so there are a few cards that do the 0% interest. There are some cards that do 1.99% interest. And unless you're in a situation where you're struggling, really struggling, you know, to pay off this balance, and you don't believe you can do it in 12 months, I mean, that's a more serious issue. But, if you say, hey, I need about 3 to 4 months to pay off this balance, it completely makes sense. Open up a new credit card, transfer it there. You know, don't pay any interest. Focus on paying off that debt. And it's an incredible option. Although it brings up the other issue, right? If you are going to be paying off this credit card debt, it's so important to budget to make sure that you focus on it.
So let's talk about that. Obviously, this is a concern of a lot of people. You know, you go into a new year, 2018 is happening, and it's like, how do I perform better financially? And as I'm paying off this debt, how am I able to keep myself on track to do this? So a lot of that is done with budgeting. And what are your recommendations in regards to budgeting?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a few ways to tackle budgeting. I mean, we live in the digital age. There's so many apps out there that you can download that help you budget. You know, Mint is a really popular app out there. You kind of punch in your information, and it allows you to track how much you're spending, and it'll alert you to, you know, this is a problem area. You're spending way too much on, you know, booze every month. You're spending way too much on eating out at restaurants.
Okay, you've clearly tapped into my spending habits, John.
But, you know, so it's fantastic what these apps can do in terms of alerting you to where the problem areas are. You know, if you're worried about handing over your financial information to an app, there's plenty of apps out there as well that you can download that don't require any financial information be plugged in. You have to punch in the numbers manually, which is a bit tedious, but you can track your spending that way. So apps are a great way to start with budgeting.
And the one that you mentioned there was an app called Mint. correct?
Yeah, it's probably one of the most popular budgeting apps out there. Yeah, Mint.
Okay, now here's a question for you, because I know a lot of people are probably struggling with this. How do you manage to both pay down debt and also maybe invest and save some on the side as well? Because it's kind of six one half dozen of another. You don't want to be paying this interest out, but then again, looking long term, people, you know, if they don't have a group plan or a pension, you've got to start saving.
Yeah, absolutely. Both are so important. When it comes to the world of budgeting and planning where to allocate your money, credit card debt always comes first. It takes precedence over anything else because the interest rates are so high. If you have a low balance transfer credit card, you find yourself able to pay off that debt in 6 months based on budget you set, then there's no reason also you can start allocating some of that money to go towards investing and saving, right? Whether it's putting, you know, money towards your mortgage, whether it's, you know, opening up a new TFSA and depositing money through there. Mm-hmm. But it has to be so clearly said, you know, credit card debt isn't like other forms of debt. Your mortgage rate might be, you know, 2-3%. Your car loan might be a lot of them are 0% offers, right? But your credit card debt can really become overwhelming because of that 20% interest rate. And that's where your money should go to first.
Well, that's fantastic, John. Thanks for taking a look ahead with us today. I hope to chat with you next week as well. People can find you at lowestrates.ca. And if they wanted to get more info, would they just go there? Could they send you a tweet?
Yeah, lowestrates.ca. I'm Jay Schmuel at Twitter, at JSHMUEL. Tweet me there or find us on the website.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us today. Hope to chat with you again next week.
Thanks so much, Jason. Take care.
You too. There we go. So yeah, so managing your debt and having a little bit to invest as well, it's a bit of keeping one foot on both side of the line. It's always a bit of somewhat a guessing game, but just planning and budgeting is definitely something you're going to look into in the next couple months going into 2018. Speaking of money issues, I saw this story this morning, and it actually, the more I looked into it, the more it made me furious. And I want to talk about it next. A couple loses $1,100 in cash